the 28th and 29th of October, saw EFF leader Julius Malema and MP Mbuyiseni Dlozi at the Randburg Magistrates Court. The duo are accused of assaulting police officer Lieutenant Colonel Johannes Jacobus Fenta in 2018 at the funeral of struggle stalwart Winnie Madikizela Mandela. Malema and Dlozi have pleaded not guilty. Addressing the crowd of EFF supporters, Deputy President of the EFF, Floyd Chivambu, said the following.
Very much safe, he has got very good lawyers. We have already exposed the weaknesses and the directionlessness of this center and the AfriForum Spencer trial. There's not even a need for the Commander-in-Chief to take platform to justify anything, because the family of Mama Nomzamo Winnie Madikizela Mandela has already written an affidavit to say that Commander-in-Chief Julius Malema is part of the family. He was supposed to be part of those that had to bury Mama Nomzamo Madikizela Mandela. But an Afrikaner, a racist, was refusing the Commander-in-Chief to bury Mama Nomzamo Madikizela Mandela.
During court proceedings, Fenta told the court that Malema and Dlozi pushed him so hard and that he lost balance after he denied them entry into the cemetery. According to Fenta, he was told to only allow entry to immediate family for the burial and that the rest of the mourners would remain at the stadium where the funeral would be streamed via satellite TV. He said Malema and Dlozi were not part of the convoy that was allowed entry and that the vehicle they were in did not have a permit. Lawrence Hodes, a lawyer for Malema and Dlozi, said the vehicle was indeed accredited to enter the cemetery. He poked holes in Fenta's testimony and asked why he told the court that Malema and Dlozi had accreditation tags around their necks when his initial statement had omitted this information.
Your Honor, as I said, I did not open the fence and stick on the tag being put
there. Your Honor, as I said, I did not stick my head or put my head inside the vehicle to see as to who was inside the vehicle.
The one thing you can see, Colonel, is this man has got accreditation hanging around his neck. Do you agree with me? That's correct. There it is.
That's correct.
You can see it clearly. Do you agree?
That's correct. That's correct.
At the end of the court proceedings, Malema addressed the crowd of supporters, speaking specifically to the critics around his selection of representation in court.
There is some story here that is going around that we are represented by white lawyers. It is true. They will represent us today, tomorrow, and anytime we want. No one chooses lawyers for us. We choose our own lawyers. And we know which one is best where. When we go to this battle, we take this one. When we go to that battle, we take this one. We are not an anti-white organization. We are a non-racial organization. And our stand against white racists is not against white people. We do not want racists. Everywhere we meet racists, we deal with them decisively. But where we meet patriotic white South Africans who love their country, who love their constitution, who want to share the wealth and the land with their own people, they are more than welcome. Lawrence Hodes has been with me from long time ago. He doesn't start to represent me now. He has represented me before, and he will represent me anytime I want him to represent me.
The case has been postponed to 9 March 2021, with Malema and Dlozi let out on a warning. For Multimedia Live, I'm Amina Tika Asma.